Our High Calling. Building for Eternity. March 19th. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew 7, 24-25. The formation of character is the work of a lifetime, and it is for eternity. If all could realize this, if they would awake to the thought that we are individually deciding our own destiny for eternal life or eternal ruin, what a change would take place. How differently would this probationary time be occupied? In character building, it is of the greatest importance that we dig deep, removing all the rubbish and building on the immovable, solid rock, Christ Jesus. The foundation firmly laid, we need wisdom to know how to build. In His law, God has given us a pattern, and it is after this pattern that we are to build. The law is the great standard of righteousness. It represents the character of God and is the test of our loyalty to His government. Thoroughness is necessary to success in character building. There must be an earnest desire to carry out the plans of the Master Builder. The timbers used must be solid. No careless, unreliable work can be accepted. It would ruin the building. The whole being is to be put into this work. It demands strength and energy. There is no reserve to be wasted in unimportant matters. There must be determined human force put into the work in cooperation with the divine worker. There must be earnest, persevering effort to break away from the customs and maxims and associations of the world. Deep thought, earnest purpose, steadfast integrity are essential. There must be no idleness. Life is a sacred trust, and every moment should be wisely improved. Remember that you are building for eternity. See that your foundation is sure. Then build firmly and with persistent effort, but in gentleness, meekness, and love. So shall your house stand unshaken, not only when the storms of temptation come, but when the overwhelming flood of God's wrath shall sweep over the world.